Dave Barade is the social impact and engagement lead with ABO Wind Canada Limited. He joins us on the line for today. Dave, thank you very much for joining us. First of all, I ask, the wind project that is coming up in the Smoky River region, just get your comments, please. How's things going as far as progress on that project is concerned?
I think mainly is we are still taking in comments from stakeholders as well as some of the technical experts. So we've had some layout changes, and those will be released in our upcoming open house that will take place on November 1st. We've had a recent mail out that also released some of these updates. So we're obviously full steam ahead with the project. We are trying to navigate the most recent moratorium on renewables, the review of renewable applications. So that's going to put a bit of a hitch in terms of timeline, but that hasn't impacted our plans for the project. And once the new guidelines come out, which we expect to come out at the end of February and in March, we have full intention to comply with those and incorporate that into our project.
You mentioned the open house that's coming up November the 1st in Jean Côté. If I'm not mistaken, this is your second open house on the project. Is the purpose still there? And for, I guess what is a little bit different from this open house compared to last open house?
I think the big difference is that, I mean, for consultation and engagement, we want to have sufficient enough opportunities for the public to review updated information. So in this open house, we do have new information. Again, the layout has changed somewhat. We've incorporated a lot of information that we received from stakeholders, mostly in terms of proximity of turbines to various residences. We've incorporated some feedback in relation to birds, and there is an important bird area that lies to the east, so we've also updated the layout, taking that into account as well. So it's mostly giving new information and also allowing the public in the area to comment on that and provide us with any of their questions or concerns that they would like to discuss. So another tool, basically, and an opportunity for the public.
You mentioned the feedback that is as part of this project. Some, I'm sure, have been positive. Some, I'm sure, have been met with some resistance. What is the general comments from you that are being said to the people who, I guess, are on both ends of the spectrum?
Well, I think the main thing is that we're taking in those comments and where we can incorporating input into the project layout. There's wind energy in this area of the province is new, so a lot of what we do is also providing just information in terms of education on wind turbines and renewable energy, where that might differ in some other parts of the province where there's quite a few wind projects. So I think you're bang on in terms of positive and negative stakeholders for and against the project. But again, this is something that happens in all our projects. And the main thing is that we want to hear from those ones, those individuals that have concerns. And if the response is purely education, we want to give them that education. And sometimes they're educating us, so we want to hear that. But more than anything, it's a process, and where we can, we still want to go forward and incorporate people's feedback into the project design.
What is the next step after this open house coming up in Jean Côté?
So typically, right after an open house, we'll take the information that we get from stakeholders, review it, again, and determine what can be incorporated into the project layout. Now that we're getting a little bit further along in the process, we think we're getting closer to, I don't know about finalizing, but getting close to finalizing turbine and infrastructure location within the project boundary. We have also, as I mentioned, there is this moratorium with the with the province on approving renewable applications. So we'll have to judge what that looks like in February and March when the provincial response comes back. So that's a big thing, and we expect that our application for the project will likely go in Q1 or Q2 of 2024.
Are there going to be other opportunities for the public to engage with ABO Wind Canada after this open house and down the line when the project starts becoming further into the development stage?
Absolutely. I think one thing, regardless of your position on the project, we've been very open and have gone out to meet various stakeholders in person when they've reached out and wanted in-person meetings. We've had a number of cases where we've had virtual or on the phone meetings. So that typically comes from just calls into us for people wanting to meet. And that's an opportunity that we'll have throughout the life of the project. They reach out to myself or the project manager typically, and we'll always take those comments in.
Is the excitement still there that a finished project could possibly be on the horizon from ABO's perspective?
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited, especially in an area where wind turbines are not known. And we think because it's not a known entity over here, it is a real opportunity to bring wind energy and cleaner energy into kind of that northern central Alberta. So very excited, and we look forward to seeing how this project progresses.
Dave Baratti is the social impact and engagement lead with ABO Wind Canada Limited. Dave, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Lucky. Thanks for having us.